right now. We're going to speak with Pat Pagano, get the details on our tri-state forecast. And you're a very lucky man, Pat, because the temperature at my house early this morning was 50 degrees. So we finally made it out of the 40s at my house.
So I bet you were happy.
I was a little happy. I would have liked it about 5 degrees warmer, but I'll take 50 over 46 anytime.
Yeah. I'll wait till February, and you'd be wishing for that 46 in February. But needless to say, were your ears at all ringing this morning?
No, why?
Because I was thinking about you as stupid things were happening with the computer all morning long. Well, the big stupid thing that happened at about 10 to 4 was a Microsoft update.
Oh, I was going to bring up, I got a Microsoft update, and it wiped out all of my websites that I had saved.
Oh.
It wiped them out completely. And I was so upset. I don't know what it did to you, but that's what it did to me.
Thank goodness it didn't do anything like that. But it's the wrong time of the morning to have an update. I mean, I know Microsoft is thinking along the lines like, you know, who in God's name is up at 10 to 4 in the morning? But there are people up that run businesses at 10 to 4 in the morning. And I mean, I don't know what's a good time. You know, maybe midnight? You know, I don't know what is a good time. I just don't know. But, I mean, what are you going to do about it? That's the other thing. Do you really think that if you complain to Microsoft that they change that?
No, and you can go into your settings, and you can pick when you want your updates, by the way.
You know, I tried that so many times, it ignores it.
You know, I get that feeling, too. So what I do on my main computer, on the on-air computer, is I turn the updates off. And then on once a week, on a Sunday morning, when the computer's not being used, the on-air computer...
You'll update it.
That's when I get it updated, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because you can go in and ask for the update.
Yes.
I know that. And then yesterday, after going on 3 weeks, a tech finally arrived to take a look at the copier printer scanner. An hour and a half later, took this whole thing apart. An hour and a half later, he comes up with the conclusion that it's the diffuser, which he said in... as far as the machine is concerned, that's the brain of the machine. And he said he's going to recommend that they send me a new machine. He said, because even if they replace the diffuser, there's a good chance that it could go again. I don't know what he meant by that, but let's see what happens. That took up an hour and a half to 2 hours of my day yesterday, so I wasn't too thrilled about that either.
A diffuser. Yeah. This was your fax machine?
This is a, yeah.
A diffuser.
It's a fax. It's a copy of fax and scanner, you know, all in one, multifunction. Said the diffuser definitely kaput.
Well, you should tell him you're a diffuser kaput with this machine.
Well, thank goodness, you know, this gentleman, who is extremely nice, he's an independent. So... he doesn't work for the company that I leased it from. So they just, they sort of just, you know, contacted him and I guess they hired him and they said, you know, please do us a favor and go out and see what you could do with this machine. So that's exactly what he did. And like he said, you know, he had some pretty harsh words for the make of the machine, and he showed me about how they put a wire in the back, and he said that's long been omitted. He said they don't do that anymore. He said whether or not that is the problem, I do not know. He said, but this is what I'm recommending. He said, so sorry, I don't know how long it's going to take for you to get a new machine. So I'm sitting here now with no machine to fax, no machine to scan, and no machine to make copies.
Well, that's really good.
Mm-hmm.
That makes your life real easy.
Yeah, nice. So, all right, so let's get to our weather, which is easy. We'll wind up with sunshine today, low 80s, clear tonight, 55 to 60, Marshall. Sunny to partly cloudy Thursday, mid to 80s. Sun and clouds Friday, maybe a late day shower. It's going to be widely scattered, mid 80s. And your weekend, Saturday and Sunday, it's hazy and humid. Showers and thunderstorms will fire up in the afternoon and die out at night. And the highs over the weekend will be in the middle 80s. Very simple. And you know, summer does come in at 5:44 Saturday afternoon.
Now, I was looking at the radar, and that low pressure system looks a lot like a winter storm to me, the one that's been off the Delmarva Peninsula.
Yeah, it's just sitting there going around and around and around.
But it does look like a winter storm, you know, because it's not a hurricane, but the circulation of where it is just reminded me of a winter storm.
Well, I mean, it could almost classify as a nor'easter, but you know, it doesn't have all of the characteristics, but nevertheless, it is there. It's been plaguing them all week. And eventually what will happen is it'll open up. You know, picture this to be like, you know, a big, big shovel of a crane. And inside the shovel is just, you know, tons and tons of moisture. And what will happen is the shovel's going to open up and allow the moisture to come trickling north. And that is going to be the air mass that we're in this weekend and next week. So I do not see any big changes coming our way.
Hey, Pat, yes, last night, the school districts that we cover in New York State, we would talk Pine Plains, Dover, and the Conekills, of course, because there was no voting. They had paper ballots. I mean, ballots. People were sent ballots and voted that way. Do you realize across the board in every school district, voter turnout was up at least 2 to 3 times what it normally is?
Wow.
By having mail-in balloting, voter turnout, like in Weebatuck, they normally have about 300 people that vote for the budget,
right.
over 1,000.
So are you trying to insinuate that if this is the way they would run the election, they would have more people voting?
Absolutely.
I had a feeling that's what you're where you
absolutely
were going.
Absolutely. There's no question to it at all.
You're probably right.
Well, I wouldn't say that, but these are four different school districts.
Right, not just one.
Not just one. And when I get the Poughkeepsie Journal later on, I'm going to take a look and see if it was the same in other school districts. But significantly higher voter turnout.
Wow. But I understand they don't want to do that with this presidential election.
The president doesn't want to do that.
Oh, the president doesn't want to do that. And now, you know, and now I just heard, not heard, but I saw this morning on the internet that they want the rally to not be had in Tulsa this weekend, and it's going to the Supreme Court.
Did
you hear that?
No, I didn't hear that.
Hey, it's all over the news.
They do not want it
because they say it is a health risk to Tulsa. So they are prepared to sue the president if he continues. So now it's going to the Supreme Court, and at this point right now, their side remarks is that they do not expect the Supreme Court to try to block it. They expect the Supreme Court to go along with it, you know, and say, you can't have it.
It's a little late to go to the Supreme Court. A judge denies emergency request to stop Trump's Tulsa campaign due to coronavirus. Oklahoma Supreme Court. It's the Oklahoma Supreme Court that will weigh in.
Oh, okay.
It's the Oklahoma Supreme Court.
So what's the result, Marshall?
I think the president will hold his rally. But I just think it's funny for someone who doesn't believe in the corona, who thinks the coronavirus is going away, anybody that goes to his rallies...
He's got to sign a disclaimer. If you get sick, you can't hold us liable.
That's right. But we think it's going away.
But... And meanwhile, I guarantee you they'll all be up there with no masks on, just like they were yesterday from the Rose Garden. Right. I don't know if you saw that. They're all there lined up with no masks on. I don't understand the logic. I just don't.
No, I don't. I don't watch things like that. I was going to put your movie on yesterday, Pat, but I fell asleep. And then when I woke up, it was 4 o'clock. And then I worked till almost 7 o'clock getting the budget votes gathered to take their, then I had to get up at about midnight, and in between midnight and 1, because they counted these votes by hand, and most of them didn't finish till late, except for Weebatuck. Weebatuck got their vote count done fairly early, so I could have the news for this morning. I had to gather all the votes in between 12 and 1 o'clock this morning. So,
believe me, I know exactly where you're coming from. I don't know what's with me, but lately, come late afternoon, I get zapped. I'm just zapped. And I wind up like you. I wind up falling asleep.
Normally.
I wind up falling asleep for a little while, and then I wake up and I have to come back into the weather center just like you and do more work.
Yeah, it's like a two-hour nap, an hour and a half to two-hour nap, but boy, it was a solid four-hour one yesterday.
Wow, see? You too. Isn't that interesting? Maybe you'll have a chance to watch it over the weekend. You'll see.
Maybe today. Who knows? I got so much sleep yesterday. Who knows? All right, Pat. I will speak to you tomorrow.
That sounds good, Marshall. Have a good one. Okay. Bye-bye, everyone.
Wear those masks. Okay.
Okay.
Goodbye. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.